Kelly Matesia is a senior at the University of South Florida studying exercise science, but she transferred from a Texas university to USF because of the promise of its doctorate program in physical therapy.
In Texas, all veterans get in-state tuition, so I guess it was never really something that I thought about until I was reading on the VA's website which states actually gave in-state tuition to veterans. Unfortunately, Florida was not one of them, which is really surprising because Florida is seen as a really veteran-friendly state.
There's not much that surprises Matesia. She spent 9 years in the Marine Corps as a combat engineer. She did 2 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and made the rank of staff sergeant before leaving to become a physical therapist. But Matesia was blindsided by another surprise when she transferred.
I went from paying about $1,300 a semester. Last semester I paid about $8,400, and this semester is just over $8,500 for 14 credit hours.
She is not alone. A legislative analysis shows that more than 500 undergraduate and graduate student veterans paid out-of-state tuition rates totaling more than $8 million to Florida universities. Florida community colleges received more than $1 million from out-of-state student veterans.
I work in the Office of Veteran Services. We've gotten calls from veterans asking, you know, that very question, do you guys give in-state tuition to veterans? And we have to tell them no. And you can hear it in the voice, like, oh, okay. And it's almost like, oh, okay, never mind. So you're turning away a lot of people that would love to come here and get an education.
Matesia says it's almost like Florida is turning its back on veterans who want to come into the state and become productive citizens. And it's not just turning away promising students.
We didn't serve the state of Florida. We didn't serve the state of Texas. You know, we serve the United States. It's the United States Army, the United States Marine Corps. You know, that's what we do. So we kind of feel like, you know, picking and choosing who gets a certain amount of tuition and who doesn't based on where you enlisted, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
One thing the student veterans have going for them is their training. They come from a culture that never quits. That's the attitude USF Student Veterans Association President Ray Mollison adopted when the in-state tuition bill died in the Senate committee last year.
We do have a huge veteran population. I mean, just in the Tampa area, but we have 1,700 veterans on campus at USF. So it's going to bring a big voice next time when this bill does go up there again. And I think there's going to be a lot more pull and a lot more active people trying to make this happen because the state of Florida has a lot of veterans.
And that big voice is being heard. House Speaker Will Weatherford in December was already predicting passage of the tuition waiver for out-of-state student veterans.
I think it's important that we give our veterans the opportunity to go back to school, to get the education that they need in the 21st century, to make sure they can find employment. These are men and women who have served our country admirably across the country and across the world, and we owe that to them. And so I feel very confident that we'll get a bill like that done this year.
To help it along, Matesia plans to join other student veterans for a trip to Tallahassee in February to lobby lawmakers.
So we're hoping, you know, a third time is a charm and that we don't have to rely on student loans and federal grants, which are limited, and stressing about getting something paid because, you know, I have to pay $8,500 worth of tuition. We're college students. You know, I don't make $8,500.
There are separate bills in the House and Senate, but both offer a waiver of out-of-state tuition rates to student veterans who are living and going to school in Florida. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.